Yerushalmi, Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Lamed. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hey, a base, and the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Kol Sa Sheyeshba, Roiva, Zera, Mimin Acher, Yemayet, any sayer of seeds to be planted that has in it a base Roiva, which is a quarter kav, means 1/24th of another seed, he must reduce it to less than 1/24th, either by increasing the majority or reducing the minority. Rabbi Yossi says he should remove all of the quarter calf, whether it contains one or two species. Rabbi Shimon says the prohibition of a base roiva of another seed is only if it's entirely from one type of seed, because if the quarter calf consists of multiple species of seed, then it's not prohibited. Chacham say anything which is kilayim with the sar's seed combines to make a quarter calf. Means two types of seeds combine to make the quarter calf only if both of them are considered kilayim with the species of the sar. Medra amurim, teruah b'teruah, b'kitnis b'kitnis, teruah b'kitnis, b'kitnis b'teruah. When must a quarter calf be reduced? When grain is mixed with grain, such as wheat with barley, or beans with beans, like beans such as beans and lentils, or beans with grain. Be'emes amru, zeru negina she'en necholim, etstarfim echad me'esim ba'arba, b'neifel abesar. In truth, they said that garden seeds that are not eaten, such as garlic or turnip seeds, combined to be 1/24th in a besar. Amru b'shimon k'shem she'omru lahachme af lahakel. Shimon says, just as they gave the rule of 1/24th, resulting in a stringency for garden seeds of which a small amount is sown in a besar, so too they gave it to result in a leniency, means for seeds of which a large amount is sown in a besar. And therefore, ha'pishtan batrua mitzdarefes echad me'esim ba'arba, v'noifel le'beisar. Therefore, a flax that needs three sar to seed an area of a beisar that was mixed with grain would also follow the rule of 1/24th. And the Gemara says, anan taninan sheshba is tane tani shenafel asecha. The Gemara says that our text of the Mishnah is that it's a sar that has in it a quarter calf of another species, but some tanaim have a text that fell in it a quarter calf of another species. Amrib mana, manda ama sheshba, Echa me'esim v'arba, manda ama shenafel asecha, echad me'esim v'chamisha. Rabbana says that the text of has in it understood that there were 23 quarter calves of one species and one quarter calf of a second species, totaling 24 quarter calves. The text of fell into it understood that there were already 24 quarter calves before the quarter calf of the second species fell in, therefore it totaled 25 quarter calves. Amar b'yosi b'rabun, ben kamanda ama sheyeshba, ben kamanda ama shenafal v'seicha, echa mesim v'arba. Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Bun disagrees. He says according to either text, the total was 24 quarter calves. Ma'kadoin, manda ama sheyeshba v'talosh, manda ama shenafal v'seicha v'mechuba. If so, what's the difference between the two texts? The text of has in it refers to when the second species mixed in before they were planted. The text of fell into it refers to the second species growing together with it. Manan kaiman, what's the case? If he intended to plant the second species together with it, even if it was only one wheat stalk, it would be prohibited. And if he mixes them to sell, no amount of different species may be mixed, because he's defrauding the customer.